You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Recently, a message by Mufti Abdullah Nana from Halal Advocates of the United States of America went viral on social network, warning prospective Hujjaj and Mu'tamireen to abstain from consuming imported meat into Saudi Arabia. Now, to talk us through all the various aspects relating to this, we're joined on the line by Mulana Muhammad Sayyid Navlaki of Sanha. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, jazakumullah khair for joining us on the program. Mulana, a discussion surrounding the meat in Saudi Arabia is nothing new. Perhaps you could present some sort of historical context to a discussion surrounding the meat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We should understand, firstly, from a historical perspective, that the Gulf as a whole are net importers of all meat, whether it be red meat, whether it be poultry, or whether it be beef or lamb. For decades, they have been bringing in meat from abroad. We cannot obviously in the, 40, 50 years ago, the consumption was much less, in terms of the number of people that used to go for Hajj and Umrah. And these numbers grow exponentially each year. So definitely they cannot rely on the few, abattoirs that they have just within Saudi Arabia or the little bit of livestock that they have there. Having said that, there has been tremendous growth, especially in the poultry industry or the commercial poultry industry in Saudi Arabia, whereby from just, one chicken farmer, and that one chicken farmer has grown also exponentially. There are several chicken farmers and several commercial abattoirs all over the country that are slaughtering locally, notwithstanding that there is still a lot of imported poultry that comes through from Latin America, which is the largest poultry producer in the world, especially Brazil, also sometimes from Europe, depending on availability and price that traders would import these products through. We cannot definitely say that all meat in Saudi Arabia is haram, or even all imported meat in Saudi Arabia is haram. The greatest concern is most definitely surrounding poultry, because there are issues about mechanized slaughter of poultry, especially in these Western countries. Then there are also challenges where abattoirs basically use non-Muslims to slaughter under the pretext that there would be Christian slaughterers. These countries are predominantly supposed to be Christian, so they accepted that if a non-Muslim person is slaughtering, they would categorize it as people of the book slaughtering, and thus accept it in that context. However, again, there is a substantial amount of local slaughtered chickens available. The hospitality industry in general, especially hotels, tend to opt for frozen chicken, which is obviously a concern, because the Mu'tamireen and Hujjaj that go through, most of them, if not almost all of them, are subject to whatever is provided by your hotelier or the package that you take. You go for Hajj Umrah and you take a package, and that package entails your accommodation and your meals. Sometimes just your accommodation and your breakfast, and you make your own arrangements for meals, and people have to go around seeking their own food at a restaurant or a fast food outlet for lunch and dinner. Yeah. Having said that, there is definitely availability of locally slaughtered meat which can be opted for, and there is a huge amount of red meat that comes through from countries where there are proper arrangements made for halal. If you take the importation of beef that comes through from North Africa, where they become Muslim countries like Sudan, etc., there are proper arrangements for halal slaughter. Then there is also a huge amount of red meat that comes through from Pakistan and India. On a daily basis, fresh meat, in fact, is flown through to the kingdom from there. So there are these options, and therefore we cannot just say that all imported meat into Saudi Arabia is haram.
Yes, now, Maulana, what you're outlining, that there are options. How do you sift through the options? How do you make your choice?
Look, I think for the lay person, it's going to be very difficult. What we have to obviously do is petition our agents that take, the agency groups that take the Mu'tamirin and Hujjaj through. These days, you can't just go on your own. You've got to link yourself to a particular package tour or a package group. And petition them, let them make the arrangements for you, because definitely you're taking a group of 200-300 people, 500 people, you wield that amount of authority and power to, request your hotelier, your service provider in the kingdom, to ensure that they provide you meat from XYZ sources. We would prefer that you use Al-Wataniya poultry locally sorted, or you use Al-Faqih poultry locally sorted. So these type of arrangements have to be done prior, and I think there needs to be a sufficient amount of pressure put on local operators so that they could initially, I recall when we tried some time ago, there was the SAMTA, South African Muslim Travel Agents Association. We tried to do it through them as well, to try and conscientize them, not only with food in Saudi Arabia, but even with food that are served on airlines outbound from South Africa, travelers all over the world. But I think it's going to have to be this consistent effort and this ripple effect.
Yes.
Where if we put this pressure and talk to operators and coerce them to that these are concerns and we need you to address them, because it's a very noble journey that people are embarking on, and you do not want to in any way compromise your ibadah and your du'as and your spirituality by going to those places and eating meats that are doubtful and dubious.
Yes, now, Maulana, you being part of Sanha, who is the halal authority that represents Muslims in South Africa, what avenues have you explored in order to provide comfort for Muslims from South Africa in this matter? There was reference in your previous response to "we tried." Could you perhaps elaborate, and what was the fruit of all the efforts?
At that time, obviously, we expressed our concern, and there was an undertaking that we look into these issues. This was going quite a few years ago when Maulana Yunus Patel was alive still. But unfortunately, there wasn't much of a positive response that we received, or feedback that we received thereafter. And really from at that time, lots of people, it wasn't even compulsory to go with a tour operator. You could make your own arrangements whilst you were there, or go and just buy your ticket and fly down as well. But as time is going by, definitely there are greater challenges, because you don't even have an option to now go on your own. You have no option but to take a package, and that package entails your meals. So the concerns definitely are growing. Having said that, we have tried to also discuss these concerns, and these concerns have been placed in front of the Saudi Food and Drug Authorities when they had their conference in Riyadh a few years ago. The Rabitatul Alam al-Islami also are aware of the concerns surrounding these issues. And I believe, not only in Saudi Arabia, but there is an awakening with regards halal slaughter and meat coming into the Gulf from countries like Kuwait, who have been very proactive in expressing this concern at a higher level, and surrounding Gulf countries as well. So I think, together, if globally we can make this effort from our own countries as well, it will probably give impetus to this entire initiative, and we will be able to achieve greater assurance for products that are served to Muslim pilgrims when they visit the Holy Land.
In terms of the ambit within which Sanha operates, does Sanha certify abattoirs or products beyond the boundaries of the country?
Well, not beyond the boundaries of the country. Yes, we do evaluate and endorse facilities where required. We don't have our own infrastructure in every country of the world. So where there are reputable organizations that we can work with, we've been to Brazil also several times to try and identify this particular aspect, but unfortunately we haven't been successful because the regulators there seem to not be as stringent as we want them to be or would desire them to be. So these challenges do exist, but yes, where there is an opportunity for us to recognize and acknowledge the integrity of a halal certification body in a particular country, then we would definitely endorse their product rather than certifying it directly from here.
Mulan, you spoke about the difficulty in terms of, you know, putting a clear judgment. There is meat that does come from halal abattoirs, also locally slaughtered meat, and then there's the meat that is imported from Latin America, and as you indicated, that they are slaughtered by what is termed by certain people as Ahl Kitab. Considering all those factors, what is the directive that Sanha gives to Hujjaj, Mu'tamirin, traveling from South Africa? In simple words, are you allowed to eat the meat, yes or no?
It's impossible to tell them, no, you can't eat, because there is halal meat available as well. And because we don't have total jurisdiction over that particular area and don't have first-hand information on every restaurant or on restaurants, and specifics of the hospitality industry, it's impossible for us to say, look, you know, if you're staying with hotel A, you're safe. If you're staying with hotel B, you're not. Or it definitely, there is, one has to be circumspect. If you ask your chef that is providing foods, or the hotelier that's providing your meals, is your poultry imported poultry? Is it from Latin America, is it local poultry? And you'd be surprised the amount of awareness that has been growing in that part of the world, that some restaurants, in fact, I've personally witnessed, where they have a notice say, we only use locally slaughtered poultry. So that awareness is growing, and you don't have to ask people, is the food you serve halal or haram? But the critical question is, are you using imported poultry and where it is from? If it's from Europe or from Latin America, you'd be circumspect about it. But generally, your red meats are coming from a huge portion of it comes from safe exporting countries like North Africa and the Indo-Pak subcontinent and even New Zealand, where apparently there are good controls with regards to halal.
A very emotional argument that will come up from time to time, and people will say that how will the custodians of the true holy places allow us to eat haram in such close proximity to the house of Allah?
I don't think we should even venture into that area, and I think it's being a bit to the extreme by even making such a statement. That any Muslim, irrespective whether it is the kingdom or any other Muslim, would with intent feed people haram, or would even feed somebody something that is doubtful, especially when you're going for the spiritual journey of Hajj or Umrah. I think we must understand that there is this interpretation that different people have. I mean, there are ulama that have given fatwa for the permissibility of machine slaughter. There are ulama that have given permissibility for, you know, food of the people of the book or slaughter of the Ahlul Kitab. So I think, look, we cannot accuse any person for saying that, you are with intent feeding people haram. But yes, most certainly, if we follow a particular viewpoint with regards the matter of slaughter, with regards to the matter of tasmiyah or machine slaughter, or whether it be with regards to having assurance that this product is definitely coming from a truly halal, real halal source, slaughtered by a Muslim person, then it's the choice that every individual has. I mean, look, lots of people go by this, and you cannot, they cannot be held blameworthy for saying that I'm going to a Muslim country, and it is the responsibility of a Muslim government to provide halal food, especially to those that are coming here. And if they are not doing that, then definitely they would be held blameworthy for it. But I think it would be wrong for us to say that, there is with intent or malicious intent that haram is being fed to pilgrims.
A listener sending a message through saying that, is all my Hajj and Umrah null and void, seeing that I was probably eating haram all these years?
Mufti Sahib, you are more qualified to answer such a question or respond to such a comment. But most definitely not. We shouldn't even let such a thought cross our mind.
And then another message coming through from one of the listeners saying that, why hasn't Sanha been communicating very effectively and publicly on this issue, informing the listeners in South Africa about their stance on the matter?
I think, we are definitely, the ulama have been very circumspect, because it would be placing people in a huge amount of difficulty. If you take a group of 5,000 pilgrims that go, probably a few hundred have the capacity and means to make their own arrangements. The rest have just collected so much money that they're able to go and do their Hajj and Umrah. So, and without having first-hand information about every hotel and what they're supplying, it would be leading people to a huge amount of confusion and placing them in a very, very difficult situation by saying that, look, be careful, because all meat in Saudi Arabia is imported, and or a huge percentage is imported, and all this imported meat is haram. And therefore, we've exercised caution in this regard.
Someone asking that, should we take our own food with?
Whether you have the capacity to do that, those, you must remember, every individual, to the best of his ability, must make every attempt to ensure that whatever we consume is pure and tayyib, especially on the spiritual journey. So whatever is within your capacity to give yourself that additional comfort and satisfaction and assurance, we should do, over and above just the fact that we'd be having a nice homemade meal, what we prefer, because lots of times people go into a restaurant or to the hotel kitchen, you serve food which you don't like, and you don't enjoy. So most certainly those that have their capacity, whether locally or internationally, to make their own arrangements of home food and guaranteed halal food prepared by our own women folk, why not? That is an option that we should pursue, not only in the Holy Lands, but even back home.
Mullah, what's your final message?
Our final message really is that, halal consumption is something that is very, very critical, very fundamental to the life of a Muslim person. It doesn't only, affect one's spirituality, but we believe that it is something that even helps our physical constitution in terms of a Muslim person's life. So every effort and every attempt must be made at all times that we are conscious about what we put into our bellies, and not succumb to the nafsani and the lowly desires of our bestial self by eating everything that we see that looks very scrumptious and delicious, but make sure that it gives you that satisfaction that, look, this product or this outlet or this restaurant definitely meets the criteria, because what we eat affects none other than ourselves.
Jazakumullah khair. We appreciate your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Muhammad Saeed Navlaki of Sanha speaking to us about the situation with regards to meat in Saudi Arabia. Now, earlier we made reference to the pronouncement or the message that was circulated on WhatsApp by Mufti Abdullah Nana, and he's from the United States of America, and he will shortly be joining us on the program.